Hey, everybody, it's Chris Hockey again. How are you? Thanks for tuning in to the Snowcross Podcast Special Edition. Again, we do a podcast every Monday after a race weekend. And this is a little special thing for you, kind of a midweek edition. I had a chance to interview Ryan Springer in Deadwood on Saturday morning. So it was after round 7 and before round 8. And I thought it was an interesting interview. Talked to him about what it was like to move from Pro Light to AMSOIL Pro Open, about the physical toll that it takes on the body, about the difference between the sleds. Well, you'll hear it all right now. So thank you, Ryan Springer, for your time. And thank you again for tuning in to the Snowcross Podcast. My name is Chris Hockey. Check me out at chrishockey.com and on the Twitter machine at @Chris_Hockey. Let's do this. So your first season up in Pro Open, what's the experience been like so far?
Crazy. I mean, it's intense. You know, all these guys go so fast all the time. So you definitely have to be on the top of your game and hang it all out every lap, every time. You know, there's no cruise control. You know, everybody's so fast and it's so close. So starts are key, and to stay healthy is last all season. You know, a lot of guys are hurt now, and to come out here and run with these guys, it's fun.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference between the sleds for the people out there, the layperson, I guess. First of all, just give me the basics. What is the biggest difference between the sled you raced last year and the sled you're racing this year?
Yeah, last year we were all on stock machines, so you can't touch the pipes, motors. You can do clutching and suspension is about it. Now this year we're on. We can do heads, we can do pipes. You know, we got probably another 40 more horse and more torque. So. It open chassis rules, so a lot more custom as far as handlebars and chassis stuff. So it's been a good fit for me. You know, I've been a bigger guy and I'm stronger. So to make the sled light but strong has also been kind of a struggle, but it's been working very good. You know, I like the higher horsepower and, you know, it's easier to get out of, you know, sharp corners and double. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's a blast riding these mods for sure.
Had you spent any time on a mod before this year, before you started practicing on them?
No. Last year I rode once at Geneva, and I had about a day on it. So I have, you know, very minimal time. And I'm still so new to this, so I don't know what I like. You know, I just, sure, sounds good, you know. So I'm starting to learn more of, you know, how it feels and how it can be changed to how I ride and my intensity. And, you know, because everybody rides different. You know, Andrew and mine, they're set up completely different as far as suspension and stuff like that. So it's been fun. You know, I definitely learned a lot, and I, you know, hope to continue to keep the pace going and improvement.
When you're on the racetrack and you're following somebody and they, let's say you're doubling something and they triple something, does it take a moment for you to say to yourself, okay, I think I can do that as well? Because again, you're moving up to more horsepower. Now you have a sled that's capable of doing it. How do you talk your brain into doing it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's one thing I struggled with early this year, especially at Canterbury. That back section, I didn't see or realize that you could triple double and then double off. I was double double single, and that's what cost me, you know, a lot of time. So it's I'm starting to get used to, you know, looking at the track and see, all right, I'm on a mod. I know I can clear this now. So that's been a struggle, but also a good learning curve. You know, you got to, if you think you can do it, you just got to go for it. And if you see somebody in front of you do it, then you know for sure you can do it. So it takes a you know, a second to think about it. But, you know, I'm learning as we go on for sure.
You talked about being beat up a little bit. More injured this year than you were last year?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, nothing major, just a lot of bruising and, you know, muscle stuff. You know, like I said, the pace is so fast and these guys are wide open all the time. So I need to figure out, you know, a lot of small mistakes add up to be a huge part of, you know, a fast lap. So I need to be more smoother and consistent, and then the injuries will go away.
A couple more things and I'll let you get ready to go here. Last year you were dominant in a Pro Light. Moving up and now being in Pro Open, you've got a giant learning curve and you're not winning every week like you were. How's that affect you mentally?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Going from sport to Pro Light was a good jump, but it seemed like once I got out front and had that success, you know, the confidence came and I knew I could do it, and then I just, you know, dominated the last half of that season. And then coming up to the Pro Open, man, it's a whole new world. You know, this is the start to my third full year racing, so you know, to watch these guys and to go their pace, man, it's tough. It's way different. So, you know, I don't have as much self-confidence. You know, I'm not as intense as I should be, as I would be. I'm not riding a snowmobile as I used to be, you know. So it's definitely been a learning curve, and it's really tough.
Last thing, and this is a hard question to answer, but if you had to write on a calendar, how long is it going to take you to legitimately weekly in AMSOIL Pro Open compete for the podium every week?
You know, I'd like to say, you know, by next year, I'd like to be, you know, one of those top five contenders. You know, I've showed some good speed. I've learned a lot since the season, and you know, the first year, you know, we're our own program now, and to figure out all those small bugs and to come in next year, now I know what I got to train for even more, you know, because we do a lot more laps, and like I said, the intensity, the pace is so much faster. So I'm hoping for next year I could be, you know, one of those top five contenders, you know, and get some confidence back and get that ball going, moving.
When it's your job, is it still fun?
Oh, for sure. You know, it's fun coming out here all winter long and, you know, taking a break from my work job in the summer. But it's a blast, you know, traveling all these neat towns and seeing all your buddies you haven't seen in a while and having fun, for sure.
It's fun watching you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So there you go. Interview with AMSOIL Pro Open rider Ryan Springer. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you again after the race at New York, which is our next race on the schedule. Hope you all have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed that. Always feel free to email me, hawk@kfan.com, or again on the Twitter machine at Chris_hockey, H-A-W-K-E-Y. Take care, everybody. God bless.